So it is the Sandy Paws Forever Yours podcast. Thank you so much for stopping by. This week I'm joined by Judy. She was here last week talking with us. And actually, if you want to meet her in person, because she's so nice, you're going to be out on Saturday, right?
Right. I will be at the PetSmart in Oshkosh.
Ooh.
And we will be there from 10 to 2.
So you got a solid four-hour window. And now walk us through, what's one of these adoption events look like?
Well, we have a lot of our volunteers there. They bring their foster dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't have a foster dog, they just come and help us with the dogs that are there.
The logistics of running an adoption event.
Right. It's just a very fun situation, particularly if we have a lot of puppies.
Okay.
We bring a big puppy pen and put all the puppies
what?
In it.
What? I want to go to
yes.
there.
And then the kids get in the puppy pen and play with the
oh,
puppies.
Oh, gosh. You're kidding me. That's just like, you're just asking for... I'm trying to picture if I had a kid and put him in the playpen with a puppy and they're like, Daddy, I want to take this puppy home. That puppy's going home. You're not cool for doing that, putting me in that situation, but it works.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about finding the right home for these animals, correct?
Right, right.
So, and it's not just you're not going to show up to PetSmart and take that puppy home the same day, are you?
Probably not, unless you've already put in an application and been approved.
Right, and that's part of the process is that application and the approval process, which... I'm all for it because I don't like the people that are just like, I'll take any dog. That's not what you guys are about. You're about matching the right dog with the right family. And so this event is at the PetSmart in Oshkosh starting at 10. And the information is online at the Sandy Paws website, right?
Right.
Sandypaws.org?
Sandy Paws Rescue.
Okay, let me... It's online at sandypawsrescue.org, right?
Correct.
All right. Now, you can also get the information from our Facebook, right? You know, at Nash FM, Wisconsin. So I wanted to ask you a question. One thing that my friends have been asking me is when you bring home a rescue, because a friend of mine had a bad experience one time and just sort of like turned him off to the idea of the rescues. Because like, oh no, it was, you know, they were nervous, they were shy, they didn't want to come be petted. And it was like 2 days of that and we just took the dog back. Now, there is a process in bringing a rescue home, right? Like it's not just you that's going through an emotional work through, it's the pet, right?
Right, right. Usually we post the dogs on our page that the volunteers have so that we know what dogs are coming up.
Mm-hmm.
The volunteers have been cleared for either small dogs or large dogs. So we know what will fit in our home and also with our other dogs. And we agree to foster a particular dog.
Mm-hmm.
We often can contact the foster that has them in Alabama
mm-hmm.
and talk about their personality, whether they're house trained, whether they'll sleep in a crate at night. And then when the dogs get up here, we try to spend a lot of time at intake with the particular dog that we're going to foster.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can see how they get along with other dogs.
Gotcha.
And how they interact with people. And then we're a little bit more prepared for introducing them to our personal dogs
okay.
when we get them home.
So now what about like, so you get, that's in the foster process. Now, mm-hmm. if you want to be a foster parent for one of these dogs, please consider that. You can go again to sandypawsrescue.org and get the information on how to become a foster. But if you're looking to bring a rescue home for yourself and make it a permanent forever home,
mm-hmm.
What's that transition like for those dogs as well? Or does the foster process help kind of get them used to a home environment?
It helps get them used to a home environment, but also it's the same process in introducing the dog very carefully to your dogs that you already have or to your family members. And you don't expect that dog to be a perfect dog from day one.
And that's what some people are looking
right.
for, and that's not fair, especially for a rescue dog.
Right.
Because a lot of them they have just as much emotional baggage as anyone would, right?
Right. And you have to make sure that they're supervised around children, supervised when they're meeting new people.
Mm-hmm.
Also, your home may not be dog-proof.
Yeah. Well, that would be part of the you guys do walkthroughs, right? With a potential foster parent or potential homes.
What do you mean exactly by a walkthrough?
Like, do you guys visit the home at all? Like, if I wanted to adopt from Sandy Paws, mm-hmm. do you come by and you know check out my house at all?
Not usually. Now there is a statement on the contract that we could do that.
Okay.
And if there's an issue with the dog, we might do a home visit. But usually, if the vet check is okay, background checks are okay, references are okay, we don't do a home check before we adopt the dog out.
Well, that's good. It means you trust people. And as long as, you know, maybe it's just because my friend had a really bad experience mm-hmm. with this rescue dog. It's you guys are so easy to work with. and this one rescue was a little bit difficult to work. So it's really cool to see you guys. I don't want to say chill, but you guys are understanding, and you're patient, which is really cool.
Well, we don't want to make it difficult.
Yeah.
But we do want to do everything in the best interest of the dog and then in the best interest of the adopters.
Okay.
And if there's ever any issues afterwards, they can always call us. We can set them up with one of our trainers if there's some behavior problems with the dog. And we also want to make sure that we give them the correct information about the dog. We don't want to hide anything. We want to know, you know, we're not going to say it's house trained when it's house trained, that it's a perfect dog when it's not a perfect dog.
Now, because some rescues aren't perfect for some families, they may be slightly more aggressive,
right?
Or they might not do well in a crate environment, and you know, or they're not quite they're barkers. You know what I mean? Like, oh man, I had a neighbor with a barking dog. Judy, if someone wanted to get involved with Sandy Paws, they can go to sandypawsrescue.org. And then, are you guys going to be talking to potential volunteers this weekend at PetSmart?
Oh, we do, and we also have our computer there so that if they want to fill out an application to either adopt the dog or to become a volunteer, they can do that.
Awesome. And that's Saturday. You guys are at the Oshkosh PetSmart from 10 to 2. And I feel bad. We neglected to mention Sunday.
Right.
You're going to be?
We will be in the Fond du Lac PetSmart. And it's their National Adoption Weekend. So all PetSmarts will be focusing on adoption this week.
Which is very important. And I highly recommend if you are looking for a pet, consider an adoption. Because there are many, many, many wonderful dogs that are looking for forever homes, and they're just waiting to be adopted. And especially from an organization like Sandy Paws, which takes the time to foster these dogs and to house train them, to crate train them and everything when possible. You guys are angels among people for what you do. I don't know how you guys manage to do it, but you do. And thank you so much for doing that for these animals. That's all I got. That was my end of my glowing review of Sandy Paws.
Thank you very much.
Judy, thank you so much for coming in today and for giving us some more of your time. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.